It's not all the storm, and you know it.
No, of course not. Although he thought all those wild vaults might somehow have facilitated his contact with Susanna. It came and went like the reception you sometimes got from distant radio stations at night. But since their meeting with, ye child of Roderick, ye spoiled, ye lost, Chevin of Chavin, it had become much stronger. Because this whole part of Maine was thin, he suspected, and close to many worlds. Just as their quartet was close to whole again. For Jake was with Susanna, and the two of them seemed to be safe enough for the time being, with a solid door between them and their pursuers. Yet there was something ahead of those two as well, something Susanna either didn't want to talk about or couldn't make clear. Even so, Eddie had sensed both her horror of it and her terror that it might come back, and he thought he knew what it was. Mia's baby. Which had been Susanna's as well in some way he still didn't fully understand. Why an armed woman should be afraid of an infant, Eddie didn't know, but he was sure that if she was, there must be a good reason for it. They passed a sign that said Fen 11, and another that said Israel 12. Then they came around a curve, and Eddie stamped on the galaxy's brakes, bringing the car to a hard and dusty stop. Parked at the side of the road beside a sign reading Beckhart 13, was a familiar Ford pickup truck and an even more familiar man leaning nonchalantly against the truck's rust-spotted long bed, dressed in cuffed blue jeans and an ironed blue chambray shirt buttoned all the way to the close-shaved, wattled neck. He also wore a Boston Red Sox cap tilted just a little to one side as if to say, "I got the drop on you, partner." He was smoking a pipe, the blue smoke rising and seeming to hang suspended around his seamed and good-humored face on the breathless pre-storm air.